Planet Rock backstage at Download. Look who we've bumped into. It's only Steve Harris from Iron Maiden. Good to see you, mate.
And you, mate.
Now, we've met here many, many times in the past with Maiden through the years. In fact, a couple of years ago, you headlined it. But today is all about family time because your boy was playing one of the stages earlier.
Yeah, he's playing in a band called The Raven Age, and they were just added two or three weeks ago. You know, basically, there was a band pulled out, so they got offered the gig. So, of course, they snapped it up. And, yeah, so I came over to see him play. And just before that was Adrian's son's band, Wild Lies, so I saw them as well. So, yeah, it's all good stuff.
You like to keep it in the family, and, of course, you know, a very musical family. And if you can't support your kids, who can you support?
Well, exactly. Yeah, I mean, Raven Age are going to support British Lion on the next tour in the next few weeks, end of July, August. And but there's three dates that they can't do, so I just today offered it. Off of those three dates of the Wild Lies, so they're going to do them. The ones, you know, I think it's Colchester, Oxford, and Norwich. The Wild Lies will be doing, and the rest, Raven Age will be doing. So, yeah, it's going to be cool.
We announced the tour on Planet Rock this morning for British Lion, and again, you always like to get up close and personal with the fans. Obviously, when you're doing the Maiden stuff, it's massive arenas, it's massive stadiums, but with this, it's kind of back to basics for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's impossible to do with Maiden, it's just too many people, and, you know, but with British Lion, obviously, there's a lot less people, and, it's, you know, I'm, I can be got at, if you like. You know, I can spend the time with the fans, signing stuff, doing a few photos and this and that, you know, it's all photos these days, tends to be, but yeah, it's good stuff. You know, it means I can just get out and meet them again, you know, and it's just nice. And it's nice for me to go and play gigs like that where I'm, you know, like the old days, you know, being sort of, you know, right in the face, you know, it's good atmosphere. And I like, it's nice to be able to do both, but yeah, good fun.
It's like going back to the start, really, isn't it? I mean, when you're doing those small club gigs like years ago and then working your way up, going back very much to your roots, if you like.
Well, that's right. I mean, that one particular gig on the tour, I couldn't believe it when I saw it on the list. I was like, yeah, I'll do that one. It's at the Beer Keller in Bristol. I actually played there with Maiden, I think it was 1976 or 77 or something like that. So, and I remember the stage being small even then, so. But yeah, no, it's going to be really good.
It's amazing to think when you look at Maiden through the years and playing the gigs, like we were just talking, the Victoria Hall, my local gig at the time, even when Maiden played that, so on Peace of Mind tour and stuff like that, you'd still bring in 12-foot stage extensions then, even on those small stages.
Yeah, it was a bit like shoehorning stuff in with that gig. In particular, I remember it very well. We played there a few times, and it was always a great gig. People standing on the floor, then you had the, you know, the balconies and stuff around, two tiers, you know, going around the side and everything. And it was almost, people, you could almost shake hands with the guy on the balcony there. And but yeah, we did cram quite a lot in there. I don't know how, but yeah, we did. And it was always good shows there.
Getting back to the family and obviously encouraging the family to play. Obviously, Lauren's been doing it a while now. George now. It's like, do you actually say to them, well, look, come on, get a proper job, do that, do the education, or do you just support them 100% from the start when they say, you know, I want to be in the business?
Well, they did that anyway. They all, you know, sort of did their educational stuff or whatever anyway, so I don't have to get on a case for that, really. But, no, I'd never do that anyway. I mean, like, I was lucky to have parents that encouraged me and just, you know, didn't give me an hard time about what I was doing. So I'm certainly not going to give mine an hard time about that. And, you know, I'm really proud of them.
And the fact that you were focused from the start, which obviously finished with you being where you are now as far as Maiden are concerned. So that drive, that enthusiasm.
You have to have that drive. I mean, George, you know, I feel great with that too, because, you know, I was proud that he just drove, you know, all the way from Bologna from a gig with Mastodon. To do this, and then after this they're going all the way back down to another gig with Mastodon in Geneva. So it's pretty, you know, hell of a drive. And, you know, it's just the sort of dedication you have to have. And, you know, it's the sort of thing we used to do. And it's weird because I ended up doing a lot of the driving and George is doing a lot of driving now. So it's like, you know, kind of reliving it again.
What kind of advice do they ask? I mean, when the kids are starting out in the music business, do they come to you, sit down and say, Dad, I want to do this, how do I go about it? Because obviously you've been there, done it, and got, you know, several thousand T-shirts.
It kind of, they don't come and really do, it doesn't work like that really, because it's kind of evolved over a period of time, and I've just thought, yeah, I have advised them on certain things, and sometimes, whether they want it or not, probably. But no, I mean, if I think they're going the wrong way about doing stuff, I'll tell them, but I don't try and force it on them. I'll just say, look, this is what, you know, I think, you know, what I would do, or whatever. I'll point out a few things to them. And then it's up to them to make up their own mind as to, you know, what road they go down. But yeah, I mean, it's I'm on the same side of the fence. You know, I'm a musician, obviously, as well. So I'm trying to help them to do, you know, the right thing or whatever. But, you know, it's what I did and applied in those days. Most of the principles still remain, but some things, you know, do change and they've got to make up their own minds, you know. So, yeah, it's interesting times.
So they came off stage, what, about an hour ago? You managed to have a bit of a debrief with him yet?
No, because they've been off doing some press. It was great, actually, because earlier on, I phoned George and said, you know, and he said, oh, he said, I can't meet you right now. He goes, I've just got to go and do this press interview, this radio interview. And I said, oh, okay. And it's really funny because usually it's the other way around. And so, and it was really nice to hear that, the fact that it was, you know, going off and doing stuff. And, you know, I mean, I obviously I'm doing this interview now, but I mean, I didn't come here to specifically do interviews or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, you know, they're doing a press conference right now as it happens. So it's all good stuff, you know. And it's, I think when you're all doing all the stuff, it's all new to you. It's quite exciting, I think. It's not exciting anymore for me now, but I've obviously, you know, but I think there's a certain way you have to learn how to do interviews and be confident with. And, you know, he's a bit like me in the sense that he's kind of have to learn how to talk to people, you know, with interviews. And, you know, I had to learn that, really. I wasn't so good at them. I'm not brilliant at them now. I mean, bloody IDs and stuff, I'll just pass them on to Bruce and Nico. They're great at them. I'm rubbish, but... no, it's just a learning curve, you know.
And like I say, living it through your eyes again, all over again, watching the kids grow up and get their chops in the business. Steve, as always, great catching up with you, mate. I know you're busy, and great to spare a few minutes and have a chat and catch up. And all the best with the British Lion Tour, which kicks off when?
Brilliant. Yeah, 29th of July, and it finishes on the 26th of August. So it's just a UK mainland tour. We haven't done that before. On the first tour, we only did 4 UK shows, and we only did 3 on the last one. So this is a proper, you know, UK tour. Unfortunately, we can't get to Ireland right now, but we will in the future.
Brilliant. All the best, Steve, and all the best with the tour.
Cheers.